أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر، وما بدلوا تبديلا ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. Guys, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the perfect and most excellent example for those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who remember the day of Qiyamah and have hope on the day of Qiyamah. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the believers like in the previous ayah. And before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the munafiqeen, how they deserted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the battle of Ahzab or the battle of Trench. Allah Rabbul Izzah says with regards to the believers, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. From the believers are men who have shown true what they have promised or what they have agreed or the covenant they had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba-i-kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had made a covenant on the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whatever the situation, they will always be at the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they will never desert Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And obviously that covenant, although it was at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. There are those from among Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who had completed and fulfilled their responsibility. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. And from among Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there are those that await to fulfill this responsibility, this pledge, this covenant that they had taken with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, we find that there are those narrations, those ahadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came back to Masjid al-Nabawi, and we know that in the battle of Uhud, there were 70 sahaba that had become shaheed. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself was injured, and there were other sahaba that were injured. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remembered those that were hurt, those that were injured. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also spoke about those that had lost their lives. Then one sahabi from amongst those that were listening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayah, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. So one person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is that person that has fulfilled his responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of this hadith, says that I came in as this person asked the question and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to me and he said, I am amongst those that have fulfilled the responsibility. The responsibility that Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu fulfilled on that day, we won't go into the details of the battle of Uhud, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had fallen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's helmet, the link of the helmet, had got stuck into the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when other sahaba were helter-skelter. And it comes in a narration that with his bare hands, Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had put in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and in that way, we say in English, bite the bullet, but Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the arrows, he took the spears on his hand, to this extent that one finger of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was disjoined from his body, and the hand of Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had become paralyzed. That is on the one hand, We find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaking about Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu in that manner and in that fashion, that he had completed his pledge and his covenant in protecting Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We also find Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrating about his uncle Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had missed the battle of Badr, and he had pledged that the next time Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes out, most certainly he is also going to go out and he's going to fight on the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he did in the battle of Uhud. And very briefly, his incident was like this, that when he saw the Muslims, when he saw Sahaba who were helter-skelter, at that time Hazrat Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, "O Sa'd, where are you going? I can smell the fragrance of Jannah from beyond Uhud." And he goes into the battle and he also gives his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those were those, and all those sahaba in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had fulfilled the covenant, they fulfilled the pledge that they had made with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to always remain on the side of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then there is those narrations of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that in his khilafat he was asked, "Who are those people? فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِيرُ." Who are those who fulfill the responsibility? He said, those like Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, those who had given their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِيرُ. And from amongst them, those who await people like us, that is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thereafter Allah says, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, that they have never changed their resolution. They had never changed their determination in the slightest bit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears witness to this, that when Sahaba had taken the pledge with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they had fulfilled that pledge and covenant to the best of their ability, or to the best of the ability of any human that could fulfill a pledge and a promise to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now why all this, the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, and the year, the battle of Ahzab, etc.? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may recompense the truthful because of their truthfulness. These are times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it out. Allah knows who is a mukhlis, a sincere believer. Allah knows who goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas, with sincerity, with sidq. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows who goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah save us, with nifaq and hypocrisy, for name and fame, etc. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah wants to show it out. Allah knows, but He wants to show it out by these incidents, and so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense and give the full jaza to those who are sadiq, those who are truthful, because of their truthfulness. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. And these are occasions also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the munafiqeen, insha'a, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Or otherwise, O yatuba alayhim, Allah ta'ala will turn towards them. Allah will turn towards them with tawfiq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may grant the greatest of munafiqeen the tawfiq of iman, and they will bring iman and make tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah. That hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah kana ghafuran rahima. We should never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding ourselves, also and regarding others. For certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafur. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all forgiving. And rahima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, most compassionate. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.